Farm income expecting to drop. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. Recent numbers put out by USDA show a drop in net farm income for 2015. Michael Clements has more.
The August farm income projection shows a decline in net farm income of 36% from last year. USDA forecasted 2015 net farm income at $58.3 billion compared to last year's revised estimate of $91.09 billion. American Farm Bureau economist Bob Young says net farm income is down 53% compared to the recent near record in 2013 of $123.75 billion.
That's a pretty substantial decline over the course of a couple of years or so. This is kind of the first time in a long time where real estate values also came down. Asset values have also come down in 2015 relative to 2014. It's been a long time since we've had that happen.
Young says drops in commodity prices have led to the lower net farm income forecast.
We're also seeing, though, at the same time, some noticeable declines in milk prices as well. So the livestock sector that before had pulled the overall numbers up is just not there either this year. We've also seen cash expenses haven't moved much at all, just contributing to dragging this overall number down.
Though on a positive note, USDA projects intermediate production expenses to fall 3.7%, the first decline since 2009. He says some budget belt tightening is again likely over the next year or longer.
I think we're going to have to talk about having open and frank conversations with our landlords as we work on cash rents and share rent rates and things of that nature. Also going to need to have conversations with other input suppliers to take advantage of any kind of downward price moves that might show up this fall or early spring on some of those input costs. It's just going to be a period of really watching every kind of jot and tittle on the balance sheet as we roll forward.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.